Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 361. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And I'll just say that it means a lot to me that you're here, that you're listening. And, you know, I'll end it there because you know I'm obsessed with you. Seriously, I am so privileged to be able to do this for a living, and it's because of you. But that's it. You know, I won't go off professing my love for you or love bombing you. I mean, I don't even really know you. It's a bit early for that, right? But that is how you do a transition to today's topic, which is love bombing. Today, the topic of love bombing, the context is the man of the moment, the man of the internet, West Elm Caleb. And if you don't know what either of those things are, love bombing or the homie Caleb, well, that's fine. That's great. Seriously, it means you're like me in some sense. And I had to be told about West Elm Caleb and all the drama that was going down on TikTok and how his story of manipulating all of these women in New York is making the rounds. Or it also means you've never had someone love bomb you in your life, in which case I think you've avoided what is one of the most widespread, like, negative dating trends this year or these past couple of years. But chances are, unfortunately, if you are dating, you've probably experienced some form of love bombing, or someone close to you has love bombing. And so I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this unfortunate trend. And I have some very simple thoughts on how you can logically work your way through this topic so that you can spot it, avoid it, and move on with your life. And I'll use the example of West Elm Caleb and his 15 minutes of, like, not fame to illustrate my points. So to start really quickly, just some context. If you don't know what all the drama about this dude is, it's blown up on TikTok the past week or so. Like, the dude is getting absolutely annihilated online right now. But apparently he's this 25-year-old dude living in New York, and he works for West Elm, hence the name. And apparently everyone knows this because he put his name and West Elm in his dating app profile. And the dating app and all these texts are like the receipts for all this drama. But he's like 6'4". He's a good looking dude. I saw a picture of him. He's a good looking guy. But apparently what he's been doing is love bombing all these women that he matches with in New York on various dating apps. And what he does is he just goes from 0 to 100 really, really fast with these women. And he uses all of the flattery and romance he can come up with. And he's overwhelmingly complimentary, literally the nicest guy in the world. And he drops all the lines that anyone really would want to hear. He says over the top things, way over the top for someone that he only just met. You know, he's saying things like, "You're the most amazing person I've ever met. I'm obsessed with you. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. No one can compare to you. You're the most beautiful woman in the world," and so on and so on. Over the top, complimentary, over the top, romantic. But the reason he's getting all the smoke lately is because he does all that. He gets the woman interested, talks about meeting up, he talks about commitment and future together, and then he ghosts them, like a hard ghost. No slow transition, just like bing bong, later, ghost. And I watched as many of the viral videos on TikTok as I could, as I could stomach about this from the various women who matched with him and were courted by this guy. And apparently he's also sending dick pics, like full frontal dick pics. So either way, my man has some seriously misplaced confidence in addition to the love bombing. He's all over the place. But either way, he's getting eviscerated online because of his pattern of love bombing and then ghosting. He showers his matches with compliments and affection. He gets their interest. He gets their trust. He gets their returned enthusiasm. and then he dips. And that's West Elm Caleb. And I've lost track of what's real and whatnot because the internet has taken hold of it and now it's all over the place. But that's what I got from this whole thing. And I think it's fair to say that what this guy is doing, unfortunately, is not uncommon. Like, it's a growing trend. I will say I'm not a huge fan of like cancel culture, considering his messages were supposed to be private. And I bet now he's going to lose his job and a lot more over this. But so I'd like to, you know, think I would take a, you know, empathetic approach to this guy, but you can't really defend his actions at all. Like, manipulative, yes. Narcissistic, yes. Toxic, absolutely. There's really no way to defend this guy. But I don't want to talk about him. I want to talk about the trend, because it is a trend, unfortunately. And I think in thinking about this, it's mostly men love bombing women, but I'm sure there's other instances of it. Man, woman, straight, gay, however you identify. Humans love bombing humans. It's become a very common thing. And I was trying to think about why this is the case. And I think, frankly, it's a symptom of dating in this day and age. Online dating, the era of social media, where there are potentially limitless matches and options for you. And the next hottie, the next match is only a swipe, a login, a for you page away. And certain people turn to manipulation in order to elevate themselves amidst all this, amidst all the competition, amidst all the choices. Certain people turn to manipulation to get what they want. And the people who love bomb, they're doing just that. They're pushing their own agenda. They're trying to do something in order to win your affection. They're doing this. They're saying these things in order to get you to trust them. They're doing it in order to get you to feel like you owe them something. And so they resort to these over-the-top manipulative words, phrases, compliments, stories, narratives, whatever it may be. And I'll talk more about this in a minute, but I can't help but comment on like the scale of this lately. It's not always overt, like you match, for instance, with someone and they hit you with, I want to marry you. You're the one. We're soulmates. I think it can quickly lead to that because it is out of hand. But love bombing is simply when someone starts showering you with over-the-top, emotional, romantic, sensitive comments and compliments and declarations at a way too early point in the relationship. If you could even call it that. Way too early. Like, inappropriately early. Love bombing. It's when someone uses all the tricks in the book too early. All the emotional, romantic triggers early in order to avoid having to go through the process of, you know, wild thought here, connecting with someone, finding and creating compatibility with someone, putting in the work with someone, actually impressing someone, actually forming a relationship with someone. That's what it is. Comments like, I love everything about you, even though I just met you. I've never met anyone as perfect as you. You're the only person I want to be with. We were born to be together. Crazy things like that. Maybe they even give gifts. Maybe they jump to talking about commitment way early. Literally all the things that, yeah, you ultimately want in a relationship, but they're things that take time. But for someone who love bombs, it's 0 to 100. Cool. Okay. So we get it. We know what love bombing is. But I was thinking about this trend and I was thinking about why people do it. And I was thinking about how you can protect yourself from it so you don't fall victim to it. Because really that is the right word. Like, you are a victim when you let these words and phrases and narratives win you over. Because when you take compliments and comments like this to heart, you're human. They're going to mean something to you. They're going to trick you into thinking there's something there that's not. They're going to make you think that you need to return that affection. And that, of course, is how you end up blindsided, hurt, taken advantage of. So to the motivation of someone who love bombs, I think it's important to start here. I think there's two motivations behind love bombing. And the first is the easiest, and it's one I think we can all get behind, and it's the one that every article and TikToker has talked about recently. People love bomb because they are intentionally trying to manipulate you. They're intentionally using your humanness against you, and they're using it to seduce you, to get you to trust them. Someone who love bombs, they understand that. They understand psychology in a sense, and they know your triggers, and they do all this intentionally. Anyone who does that, you can call them whatever you want, a manipulator, a narcissist, a love bomber. they know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it because they have their own agenda and they want you on board ASAP. No questioning, no what ifs, no patience. They just want you to buy into their agenda. So that's motivation one. But then there's another group, and this is the group who love bombs because they think they need to in order to win you over. They love bomb because they think someone else will if they don't. They love bomb because they don't think they, as a person, they're enough without love bombing to win you over. They don't think you'll like them, love them, trust them without all these over-the-top compliments and advances. So this group of people, like, they love bomb because they want to win. They want to survive. They do it because they don't know what else to do. They do it because they're massively insecure themselves. Now, regardless of why someone does it, group one, I'd say entirely maliciously and intentionally, or group two, also very intentional, but more of a reflection of their own insecurity, but manipulative nonetheless. But regardless of why, I think deep down, intrinsically, love bombing means the same thing. Love bombing is always a mask for something. That is it. Love bombing is a mask. It's a mask for them. It's a mask that they wear in order to hide something. It's a mask for dishonest intention. It's a mask for someone who wants something quick and easy, but wants you to think it's the opposite. It's a mask for insecurity, someone who doesn't think highly of themselves, so they resort to your human triggers. It's a mask for a lack of character, for dishonesty, for selfishness. It's a mask for a need to be in control to get what they want. Always is. Like, I can't think of any instance where someone who love bombs is doing it genuinely. And I think that's really the point here. Someone who just met you, no matter how truly amazing you are, they're not magically and genuinely going to fall head over heels in love with you that quickly. And if they did, like they genuinely did, no disrespect to that person, but it doesn't sound that stable. Like, sure, a comment like, "You're the most beautiful woman I've ever met," that could be genuinely true. And that's great. Someone should try to impress you on a first date or whatever. That's fine. You do look great. You look amazing. You deserve it. You deserve to be wined and dined. Sure. But anything beyond that is not genuine. It can't be. It can't be genuine when it's that premature. And I'll back this up with what I think is sound logic here. It's that anyone who meets you and within an inappropriately short amount of time is talking about your connection together, the way you understand each other, your future together, future commitment, how connected to you they feel, I struggle to believe that it's genuine. I think it's a mask. It's a mask for either their insecurity, and they're doing it because they think they need to do it to get you to trust them, or it's a mask for straight up manipulation. They just want to control you, they have an agenda, and they don't care about yours. But either way, it's a mask. And the way I really think about this and rationalize it is as follows. Someone who you would want to date, like seriously, you would very much consider dating this person. That person is going to be open and honest, and they're dating for the right reasons, right? And just as you, when you meet someone and you are considering dating them, the biggest question you have is, do I actually like them, right? Just as that is true, it has to be true for that person. The biggest question they should have is, hey, do I actually like this person? Do I actually feel connected with this person, right? Someone who's genuine and the main character in their life, who is compassionate, who has done inner work, they're not going to love bomb because they're going to want to wait and see if they actually like you, if you actually vibe together in the same way that you ask yourself the same question when you meet them. Because just like you, they have learned from their past mistakes. They don't want to just jump right into something. They don't want to, you know, overlook any red flags. They want to practice the same honesty and mindfulness and patience that you practice. Wouldn't you say that you deserve that type of person? I think so. I absolutely think so. Someone who is centered in who they are, just like you, in what they want, who is mindful and honest, straight up, they're just not going to love bomb. They're not, because they themselves want to see if they actually like you in the same way that you wouldn't love bomb them because you want to see if you actually like them. Like, don't get me wrong. I believe in love at first sight. I believe in that spark. I believe in that, wow, I just met this person, but wow. I believe in that. In fact, years ago, I remember I dated this woman and I remember going on one date with her and I was like, whoa, this is amazing. I've never really felt this way. Attractive, talented, the whole thing. Like, I've never felt this way after this short amount of time. But I never resorted to the over-the-top compliments because that's not what you do when you're genuinely serious and interested in someone and you're secure in yourself. You just don't do that. In that instance, sure, I was butterflies and oh my gosh, but I was patient because for one, I wanted to make sure it was real for me. Do I actually like her or is this just, you know, a great, amazing first date? And two, take this for what it's worth, but I didn't want to manipulate her to make her feel like she owed me something. That wouldn't have served me in any way because it would have been a relationship born of, I don't know, guilt and pressure. And it certainly wouldn't have served her in any way. But let's be real. That's exactly what a love bomber does. They say things in order to make you feel that you owe them something. So when it comes to your dating life, I think the most powerful mentality you can possess is, for one, be aware of what love bombing is. I think that's an important first step. Some people will be like, oh, compliments, but we got to look a little deeper. And two, it's realizing that your greatest power is your patience. You practice patience in your life, right? You want to make sure that you actually like someone before you commit to them. I think that's a no-brainer. You need to expect the same of someone else. End of story. I think logic is very powerful when it comes to mindsets and mindfulness. Like, I always give the example on the podcast that in life, we all have proof, for instance, that things can go from great to bad. Well, if that's the case, we can also choose to believe that life can go from bad to great, right? The opposite. Flip-flop, mirror. Mindsets are a mirror of different realities in life, and it's the same case in dating. If you wouldn't jump to over-the-top conclusions and declarations about your compatibility with someone else, shouldn't the same be true about your partner? You are centered and patient and confident in yourself. You wouldn't want someone to feel that they owed you something because you showered them with compliments. You wouldn't want someone to date you because you kind of emotionally bullied them into liking you, right? You wouldn't do that. So I think you have to expect the same of your person. It's a mirror. It's a flip-flop. Yes, I think absolutely you should want someone who is kind of obsessed with you. I think romance should absolutely be alive, for sure. If you want to be chased and wined and dined and that's your thing, I support you. I think you deserve that, sure. You deserve someone who is genuine and just so, so excited and eager to be in your presence and who wants to get to know you. You deserve to have that, you know, butterfly in your stomach feeling. You deserve that type of love and that type of courtship, if you want to call it courtship. I think that exists very much. But you deserve a love that is, above all things, unforced, that is not rushed. And love bombing is always forced. It's always rushed. It's them forcing something, and their intended effect is to force you to return that something, that affection, that agenda, that enthusiasm. But a genuine person simply doesn't do that. A secure person simply doesn't do that. Heck, a rational person simply doesn't do that. Even if this person is doing it because they're insecure and they don't necessarily mean it maliciously, it's still a huge red flag. Your person will practice patience just as you do. Your person is going to want to make sure they actually like you first, just like you do. Your person is going to want to see if you have any red flags. Heck, if you have any red flags about you, just as you would look for them in that person, a mirror. So my advice, I think, in all this is just think about your own example. You are listening to this podcast. You invest time and maybe money into yourself. Maybe you do therapy, maybe you do journaling, whatever, but you are invested in being your best self. You want to be more self-aware. You want to be more confident. You want to always remember and know what you bring to the table. That is you. I think, call me crazy, I think you should expect a similar degree of centeredness from anyone that you would consider dating. You should expect patience and intention and honesty from that person. You should expect them to wonder if they like you before jumping to conclusions in the same way that you would wonder if you like them. You should love a good compliment, absolutely. You should give a nice compliment, sure. But that is that. It's nothing more. It's nothing about manipulation. It's nothing about agenda. I think you have to hold other people to the same standard that you hold yourself to. And you wouldn't do the things we're talking about here. You wouldn't love bomb because you know that it's a facade, that it's fake, and it doesn't likely lead to the outcome that you want. You should hold others to the same standard you hold yourself to. And if you're on the receiving end of love bombing, recognize what it is and recognize that it's a mask. Ask questions, try to get to the bottom of it, but realize that you, in your life, you don't wear a mask. You don't act out of insecurity or manipulation, and you need to hold others to that same standard. And I think that logic simplifies this. It's very redeeming because it helps you snap out of it in the moment, because compliments are compliments. Compliments are great. They can be intoxicating, but come back to your own example, your own journey, your own resolve, your own honesty, and expect the same of someone else who would want to be a part of your life. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope this was helpful. I'd be so grateful if you'd share this episode. If it was, just share it with a friend. Tell them to check it out. New episodes every Monday and every Thursday. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me by visiting newmindsethoodist.com. And until next episode, I'm out.